Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
There's weird feedback.
What's going on?
I was coughing in the mic. Didn't even realize it.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you're not supposed to cough in the mic.
And then
dumb.
Kobe started talking over the
I could just turn the mic down, but I didn't do it.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Welcome to this unorganized podcast.
Welcome to the thing we're doing today. Yeah, today is Mindless Banter number 27, Q&A.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're excited.
These are good questions.
They are. I thought they were good.
They are good.
They're
a little more detailed. Like, people are like, really broke these down.
Yeah, they did.
There's, what, three or four paragraph questions?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I can't fit this on a page, guys.
I can't read this.
Chill. But, yeah, so we're going to answer your questions today. Anything else you want to talk about, Cam, before we get rolling with these questions?
No.
This, you're in the Christmas spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time.
It is Christmas time. You been watching any Christmas movies? Why are you laughing? Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Because I've been watching a ton.
I am in the Christmas spirit.
I've watched like,
you know,
everyone.
I haven't listened to many Christmas songs, and jeez, I've only watched like one Christmas movie. I don't know.
Man.
It's been a really crappy Christmas.
Man. Oh, man. Do we need to get you in to see somebody or?
I don't see myself.
I want to prescribe
myself. I diagnose my own problems.
Yeah.
No, it's just been, it's just been busy.
Yeah.
Weird stuff this month.
I think I've watched like all the Christmas movies already.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I have the new like movie room downstairs.
What's
you
one
know?
Of your favorite Christmas movies?
Scrooged.
The
Scrooged with Bill Murray.
You know what? I haven't even seen it. I think you
You've
told me
never
this last
seen
year.
It? What is wrong with you? You have
know.
To watch that, dude.
I don't know why I haven't.
It is so good.
I love him.
Oh, yeah. He's the greatest of all time.
Okay. I need to watch it.
You need to go watch Scrooge. Don't watch it with your
I
kid.
I like the story.
Yeah. It's better, though, with Bill Murray.
Well, I'm sure.
You know
it
what I mean?
It has to be.
Oh, you have to go watch it, man. There are some parts in that.
I haven't seen that.
There are
I
some...
remember last year I said the same thing. I'm like, I haven't seen it. But, that, you know, you only have 1 month.
Yeah.
You can't
much.
Ever watch it outside of
You can't, no.
December.
But this, it is so good.
Okay.
Like, to me, it's at the top. And then, you know, you got
I'm
going
to watch it tonight.
Good.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Good. And then there's like Home Alone. I love Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone's always it.
Obviously, Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know which other ones I like. But those are my favorites.
My wife's already seen like 10 Hallmark ones.
Oh, yeah.
Same
yeah.
ending. Same, I mean, it's just yeah. exact same story,
yeah.
different faces.
It really is, man.
Wow.
Well, okay.
I'll admit, sometimes I get sucked into them. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
well,
you do.
I guess I'll watch.
I guess. I got to see if she gets divorced or not.
You know it's always the same story. He, like, one of them is like likes the other. The other one's in a relationship that's on the rocks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then that falls apart at the very last minute.
Yeah.
And then they're like, guess what? I love you.
They go,
we've only
oh,
seen
wow.
each other for 2 days.
I didn't see that come. Plot twist. Jeez, M. Night Shyamalan.
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Good job, Hallmark.
They yeah.
just rerun the same show with different actors.
They really do. But they only have like a pool of like 10
them.
Actors.
Yeah, they do.
Because they use the same ones
yeah.
in all of them.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
The one will play the ex-boyfriend in and yeah. the one that he's the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just how it goes.
Anyways, yeah. this is a stimulating
we don't have time for this.
Conversation, but we're going to get to the questions that you guys have submitted to us to answer. So we're going to go right now.
Right.
Number one came from Levi. No, Levi. Levi? I don't know what it is. Like the jeans. Oh, Levi like the jeans. Well.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that
yep,
does
uh-huh.
stuff like that.
They say, he, her, whatever, says, if you woke up tomorrow and all the power was off, and then the next day and so on, and no news about why or how or a solution, how long do you think it would take for people to start getting desperate, a.k.a. SHTF? Yeah, so... Obviously, I don't know. It obviously very much depends. I don't know. Next
well,
question.
Straight up, I don't know.
Well, nobody knows really
no,
when it comes
seriously.
Down to it because every situation is super, they're all going to be different. But, you know, I say probably that 3 day mark is where stuff that really starts to go downhill because if you're not getting like groceries back into the grocery store, if you're yeah. not getting fuel, all of those things after 3 days, it's all gone. And that's where pretty much people start losing their mind.
Yeah.
I think, you know,
I think the 3 day mark is a pretty good set. I honestly yeah. feel like people, when they don't know what's going on,
mm-hmm.
why the power's not back on,
yeah.
like 24, 48 hours, they're going to be already losing it.
Yeah.
Like, what? No
yeah,
one knows
true.
What's going on.
Yeah, I know.
I can't Facebook about it. I can't.
Yeah, I know. Because that's the thing. Everybody runs right to Facebook
yeah.
and they put
well,
it
they
on Facebook.
They don't get any information
yeah.
on there.
Oh, where's it?
I don't remember how to breathe. Is
yeah.
it on Facebook?
In and out? Well, out and in? How do you do it? Which way?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Breathing. Do I breathe in and out or out and in?
Oh, there's a sidetrack information.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Warn, yeah. So I think people will lose their minds. My mind's all over the place.
I was like,
as usual.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else you wanted me to say about that.
Either. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The real Sandford.
Yeah. He's the real one.
Yeah. The real. Mm. Somebody took his name. He's like, damn. Well, I'm the real Sandford.
I was Sandford first.
Sandford the first. Do you guys believe in leaving behind the sick and weak in a true SHTF situation where you have to bug out, especially if it's by foot? Mm. Oh. I don't have any problem leaving people that are not prepared. If it includes my own children, because they probably won't be prepared.
That youngest one.
Get your shoes on. The volcano's erupting.
Been trying to get him to prepare, and he won't. It's going to be the downfall of him. He's going to get left behind.
Right.
No, I don't. Okay. If it's family and it's friends, I'm not leaving them behind.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it comes down to. Because, like, why else am I prepping if I can't save my family and my friends? Like, there's no other reason to, you know. I don't want to be alive by myself. I mean, that's horrible.
There's some cool things about it, but it would get old fast.
It would get old, like, so fast. Like, literally, if I'm home by myself for about 2 days, that's I'm true. Like, this is
true about COVID.
Stupid. What am I going to do? I can only play so much PlayStation.
That's true.
I can only do so much, you know what I mean? And I'm done. So, no, the whole point of what I do for prepping is to obviously keep my family and my friends alive. I mean, I can't keep them all alive, but I'm going to do my darndest.
Yeah.
Right?
And I always like to sound like a bad A, like, I ain't saving anybody, but I already know. I'll probably.
Yeah, you will. Oh, your wife's not going to let you leave.
Like, and my wife's exactly like that, too.
Right?
But, like, in my job, for instance, people always are like, can you help me this? Can you do this? Oh, can you come over and check my son? Can you?
Yeah.
And I'm always like, ugh.
Half the time that's me.
And I end up, no, you really, not even close. I've helped Kobe and I have no problem with that. But it's the people I don't really know.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I saw you at church the other day. My son's eyes bleeding all over. Can you come look at it? I'm like, what?
So my cousin is in your ward.
Yeah. Oh, I've had that.
I'm sure you have, yeah.
So-and-so went back to New York. They're out of their pills. Is there any chance you can fill them? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like the stupidest crap all the time.
That's ridiculous.
So I would probably help more than I like to put on that I wouldn't.
But. And again, your wife is going to make you save
that's
the
a
world.
Guarantee.
I guarantee
we will
it.
Give all of our food out in the first 24 hours, and I will die.
You ought to start looking at what the neighbors like to eat. Because that's what you should be prepping.
No kidding.
You know what I mean?
We're setting up a prepper plan for you guys. What do you want?
What do you guys think? You gotta have some input.
Orders.
You gotta have some input.
What kind
here.
Of pants size you wear? What kind of socks? That's the truth. So true. My wife would be that way.
That's
we
funny.
Gave up all of our stuff. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. 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 Okay. This one came from Nemoef Team. How Dallas would you say that?
I don't know.
Is that right?
I don't know. It sounds perfect.
Okay.
Meemoef team.
Hello, Meemoef team. Right now, there are major calls for revolution / anti-government.
The best part about the questions is just reading the
I know.
Names.
Major calls for revolution or anti-government protests in many countries around the world. Examples from this year and current Paris, France, Venezuela. See, but he put Paris. France, like those were two different things. Venezuela and Chile. There was that one in Paris.
Whatever's going on in Paris,
that one in
seems
France.
To be affecting France. I don't know why.
Pretty sure geographically they're near each other, and that's what's
city
going on.
City within a city, yeah. Or a city within a country. Country within a country.
So Paris, France, Venezuela, Chile, Hong Kong, and Lebanon. How do you handle yourself?
All over the place.
Handle yourself if you're caught in one of these riots. I have seen that in Lebanon, the protesters would start burning tires and garbage cans in the street to block traffic.
That's like the first thing the Middle East does. Like, Africa does too. Let's just start fires, burn everything.
I know.
Here we just bust
it's
into
it's already
everything.
Hot as hell. Let's. What can we make do to make it worse?
I hate this road, but I'm going to start a fire.
I hate this road. Is that what you said?
Yeah. That was pretty racist, sorry. I wouldn't go to those countries. Easy. Question answered. I wouldn't go to any of those countries.
I hate this rope. I'm gonna start stuff on fire. They're making me wear this robe.
Man, it's hot.
Have we even thought about telling them they don't have to wear the robes? Maybe they'd be nicer to us. Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it comes down to, you know, go back to our Surviving Riots episode. You got to wear the JNCOs.
Yeah.
You got to blend in. So you got to throw your robe on and start burning a tire if you have to. A big thing is to avoid police and avoid authority because, again, they can't.
They're confused and they're dealing with nightmares.
Yeah, it's just robes and fires everywhere, you know?
Your robe's on fire.
Your robe's on fire. Maybe that should be our new riot gear. Jenkos and a robe, like a bathrobe. You know, and a hook hand.
Total look 70s, like a robe with like bell bottom jeans.
Yeah, and a hook hand. Gosh,
yeah, and a hook hand. Man, yeah. No one's gonna mess with you ever.
No, they're not.
You do not know what's going on in that guy's head.
No, but anyways, yeah. I mean, just go back to the Surviving Riots episode. I mean, that's what it all comes down to. You got to move out. You got to get out of there. Number one,
it's like a book of answers, but you don't want to do the work.
Why are you guys asking these questions? We've already answered them. Go back and listen to the other episodes.
Let's do a podcast to answer while we're doing it right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Just write a book on all the answers so you don't have to listen.
Yep, just read.
All right, Albert Byrne.
Yeah, I've just got to be Byrne.
Albert Byrne. I'd love a whole episode on this, but there might not be enough material for one. Anyways, tips for what to do in the SHTF when you're sick, cold, flu, fever, etc. Ways to get over them besides scavenging for meds. Ways to prevent it when you don't have luxuries like running water and hand soap to wash up all the time. And ways to try and be productive when you feel like crap.
That is hard, man. Like, when you're sick like that, you don't want to do anything.
You don't. Like, you don't.
Anything.
No.
Not a thing. Just sit and watch Hallmark movies. That's all you want to do.
It is. So there's a lot of stuff involved in this. The thing is, like I talked about, what I hated the most about urgent care were the non-essentials that come in all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like you have a cold, a runny nose, like you've had it for 1 or 2 days, no fever.
Yeah.
You're not short of breath. You're not coughing up anything. Like that's what we look for. As a provider, I look for, you know, how have you had a fever and how long? It's good to have a fever. Like it's what your body's trying to do. But if you're like fatigued and super sleepy and you're coughing up gunk, you can't breathe, and you know, weird colorful stuff's coming out your nose, that probably needs an antibiotic.
Sure.
But I'd say 80% of the stuff that comes in does not need anything.
They just need to chill.
They just need to relax, take some time, you know, stop drinking whatever Red Bulls 15 times a day and smoking and drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
Like just take it easy. Take it easy. But yeah, like fever is not a major indicator of anything. And most of the time, your body, like our bodies are going to get over most everything. Mm-hmm. Even pneumonia without antibiotics, like that you could potentially get over. I'm not saying you should ignore it.
Yeah.
You should go on antibiotics, but most bacterial infections, I mean, if you're healthy, your body's going to get over it. So exercise, eat good.
Yeah.
Get good sleep.
Uh-huh.
And use sanitizers.
Yeah, exactly. Sanitizers. That's a good one.
I don't know if that helps any, but
no, I think it does.
Like really, most sicknesses do not need attention.
Yeah, and
like
sleep. Honestly. Sleep is huge for me, man. If I can't get sleep, I get sick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I do. When I get short hours, I end up getting sore throat and it's like immediate.
Yeah, it's not good.
Don't exhaust your body.
All right, Sacred Fire 108. What first aid training do you have? Well, me personally, whatever I learned in Cub Scouts and from war movies,
whatever it was,
whatever that was, that's all I have not had.
I don't feel like, I've got basic life support, you know, with CPR and then the ACLS, but that's all.
What's ACLS?
Advanced cardio life support. So it's like when you go into a
heart surgery, is that like what you're talking about?
Using a defibrillator.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess that's actually BLS.
Mm.
It's basically pushing meds to accelerate the heart, decellular stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
And then I did some emergency training and trauma and in school, but that's about it. I don't know what you're looking for here.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about, like, you know, I'm not a army medic or anything like that. I haven't seen severe trauma or anything like that, but I've made my way around the medical field.
Yeah. You have dug a
that's it
earring back out of my daughter's ear
that's
one
true.
Time.
Yep,
so you
glued,
got that going.
Glued
for
your
me.
Other daughter's face.
That's right. Yeah,
and your face.
And I didn't even ask him to
your
do
face.
It.
Your face. I caused the damage and I repaired it.
Yeah, you did. That was not cool. Right after I still had stitches at that point too.
Clunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a rough period.
I can still like hear the sound of that thing hitting my forehead. It was so bad.
Yeah.
And then you looking, what?
What just hit you?
What was that?
It's in my hand.
It's yeah.
But yeah, so.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know what do you want. If I'm a surgeon, no.
No, you're not a surgeon.
But I've been exposed to some medical stuff.
I've been exposed to lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You want to take the next one then? You want to read it?
Yeah.
I read the last one.
I'm just looking. Is it Super Essie?
Mm-hmm.
Super Essie straps.
Well, he loves us some Super Essies.
Yeah. Advertisement here.
Mm, yeah.
Is it better to bug out, to have a bug out bag at home or in the car? Is it better to wear very basic survival essentials or to keep a go bag or
go back
in the car or at the office?
Yeah. So I guess this to me, this is very specific per person. It's going to be different depending on what your situation is. But for me, I'd say, you know, my advice is, you know, always have a good basic EDC kit. So have a knife on you for sure. At least, you know, have some cash in your wallet and all that kind of stuff. But then also have an EDC kit in your car. Yeah, ED6, ED7, somewhere around there. Have it in your car or maybe even at your place of work or wherever you're going to be a lot. I keep mine in my car. And then have a get home bag in your vehicle. And obviously, this depends on if you have it. If you're riding the subway to work, you don't want it in your vehicle. You don't want to leave it on the subway, right? Your get home bag, you probably want to put that at your place of work.
What car was I in?
Yeah, what train car was that?
Crap.
I was on the
8 train.
Thought
it was the same one. It went all over.
And then the bug out bag at home is the way that I've done mine.
Yeah, it's a good setup. Yeah. I think just for a lot of people, don't worry about like the little details of it. Just get a bag ready.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw it in your car or have it at home. I have in my truck like more of a get home bag, like the more like nicer equipment, things like that I wouldn't carry around every day. In my backpack at work, I have EDC stuff, and then I have my bug out at home.
So. Yeah, I think you're right, though, because a lot of people get like super hung up on like,
what do I need, a big bag?
I can't put this in my get-home bag. You know, they're not supposed to have this in it. It's like,
is this EDC?
Yeah.
Or is this
Don't worry about it. As long as you just have it
somewhere.
Just have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to be 1,000 miles ahead of everybody else.
Bury one in the flower bed outside of work.
Yeah, do that.
It's a great idea.
That's an awesome idea.
There's always a sprinkler box. Just pop it open.
There is,
some stuff down in there.
Yeah, so that's what I think.
I do too.
I'm sure Super Essie has some good ideas on that too.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
Yeah. Almost Assen 89. Is that how you say it? Almost Assen 89? How would you survive?
So 88? 89. Almost at 89?
Yeah. How would you survive a Thanos snap? LOL. I really have no idea, but I did find a website. If you go to www.didthanoskill.me,
you lived.
And I lived.
I died.
You died?
Mm-hmm.
Dang it, that's too bad.
I'm gone.
Yeah, so you can see if you lived or died, but other than that, nobody has any clue.
Yeah, honestly.
It's fake.
Just realize that Thanos isn't real, you nerd.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's perfect. I like that. Yeah, I don't think we'll do a full episode on that.
Edmund 1136.
Mm-hmm.
Our Bigfoot and the Yeti related.
Yes, they are. And if you had watched our Bigfoot documentary, I think we talked about that, right?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Bigfoot's considered Gigantopithecus blackie.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm guessing Yeti's probably Gigantopithecus...
Whitey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yes, they're related. A lot of people think they're the same. And I don't know what to say on that. Because some Bigfoot people probably tear us apart if I say anything.
Yeah, I know. They're still tearing us apart on YouTube.
Yeah, I
love
it.
It doesn't end.
No, it won't.
Nope.
As long as Bigfoot lives and is seen,
yeah,
it'll never end.
And there's so many experts out there. That's the cool
there
thing.
There are.
That's the nice thing.
I had
thing.
No idea.
Yeah,
many super experts on it.
It's just like, you guys are idiots. Don't you know?
Do you realize the decibels when you're pounding that log? Way too high for a standard North American Blackfoot.
Yeah.
Blackfoot.
Blackfoot.
Bigfoot.
We're looking for the Blackfoot.
We're looking for the wrong one.
That's why we didn't find him.
I just talked to somebody in the clinic that saw our film.
Yeah.
And they like told me that they, like one time they were up hunting and he's like dead serious.
Yeah.
Saw like, he said he saw at the base of like the pine tree, like underneath. He's like, I think it was a... Like it looked like a deer, and it was. It popped up and ran towards him, like almost like it got scared by something.
Yeah.
He said there was just a weird feeling, and he saw something that was just like a huge area of a black hair.
Oh, geez.
He's like, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But he's like, that was pretty much the only thing I saw of it. And he's like, and I got out of there. So
It's confirmed, funny. Confirmed. The things that people say to me now, like, oh,
maybe it was a big bloated animal in the middle of summer.
Could have been a moose.
Yeah.
We almost had that happen to us.
Moose and deer make out and lay together?
You never know.
Yeah, you never
know. You never know.
But he was like, it is something different.
Dogs and cats.
Big.
Living together.
Big.
Mass hysteria. Yeah. The preparedness guy, he says, if you only had $5 to spend at the dollar store, so you get five items, then you had to survive with just that, what would they be? Obviously, this is very, very difficult, and it depends on the situation I'm going into, but here's a general idea of where I would spend that money. I'd get a lighter, because you can even get like those three or four packs for $1. Yeah, they're not going to be Bics. They're probably going to be like the Scripo or Scripto or
that's what they are,
and stuff like that, but they're fine. They're going to work. So that's the first thing I would get. Then I get a thing of hand sanitizer. Because you can get those.
That's a good idea.
Those are great for cleaning up, obviously, but they're also a good fire starter sometimes.
It's like napalm.
Yeah, straight napalm. Water. Very important for living. Yeah. That's a good one.
They have boxes of it there.
Yeah, they do. Bandana. There's like 8,000 uses for a bandana.
That's true.
For survival. And then I just give me some candy because I'm going to need some like...
morale booster.
Some morale booster. I'm going to need some straight sugar to get me up the mountain or whatever it might be. That's what I'm doing.
Kids through everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I spent probably 30 seconds on this.
Well, I'm glad you took the time.
Number one, laser pointer.
Laser pointer?
In somebody's attacking you, right in their eyes.
Do they have laser pointers there?
Yeah.
Yep. Really?
Right when you check out.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. I always push it. And I probably ran the battery dead.
Battery's probably dead.
But yeah, laser pointer.
Okay.
You can like point like, probably going to go over there.
If we're bugging out, we're going to bug out this way.
Not over here.
It just
makes you look more professional.
It
if you're going
does.
Through a plan with a laser pointer, they're like, oh, this guy's legit.
You got to be a good leader in an SHTF situation. Yeah. If you have a laser pointer, I mean,
if you're all standing in a circle trying to figure out what to do and somebody just starts like shining a laser,
you're like, oh,
let's say the building's right here. You're like, oh, I'm going to listen to this guy.
I'm listening up. My ears perk up.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you got those idiots that are going to like bend down and try and write in the sand.
Yeah.
It's like,
come on.
You
can't see it.
You got to be professional if you're going to survive.
Yeah, laser pointer.
You know, you got to get a laser pointer.
Yeah. So, yeah, defense, leadership.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Laser pointer.
Yeah. Oh, and it's also...
And kids love it.
Oh, kids love them.
Yeah.
And then if you got...
You tell them, don't shine in their eyes. First thing they do is shine in their eyes.
And if a herd of cats come along and they're trying to kill you, you know what I mean? You just...
You can totally distract them all.
Distract them all. Or
send them right
send
into
them
a house.
Right into a... Yeah, a house or into your enemies. You know, whatever you got to do.
Do zombies respond to laser pointers?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't either. But if they did, that'd solve a lot.
That would, yeah.
Just get them all riled up, like in a circle. Get them going in like a circle.
Yeah. Get them all dizzy. They have no idea what's going on.
Then just shift them off into something.
Yeah. Walk them right off the pier.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Didn't think that much into the laser, but it came out when I started talking about it.
I'm actually scratching bandana and I'm putting laser pointer. You changed my mind.
If you hold it long enough, maybe it'll burn.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it could be a fire starter.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Garbage bags.
Mm.
Poop in.
Yeah.
Put your clothes in. Keep yourself dry.
Hopefully you're not doing
all
these.
Carry things.
At the same time. Yeah. That's where I keep my clothes and I keep my shit, too.
You just bag for everything.
Pretty funny.
Number three. Cheddar bacon potato skins, because it's like the only place on the planet that has them anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Fridays, aren't they Fridays?
Sure, yeah.
I love those. And they're like 5,000 calories per chip.
They really are, aren't
so
they?
So it's like million MREs in one bag. Then you can get those gallon waters for cheap.
Uh-huh.
That are actually in a decent container.
I know, like
the Walmart ones that are in the jugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They pop open as soon as you put them in your car.
Yeah.
No, it's not those. It's the good ones. And then I'd buy some Pepto because,
oh gosh,
I've explained this a million times.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
I know that the Pepto is critical.
So JerBear 6555.
Yeah. We all know Jer.
That's his last four digits of his social.
Yeah.
Cam and Kobe, if you two were the last two people left on the planet, would you bang each other? LOL, LOL, LOL.
You sick prick, JerBear.
Seriously. No, we would probably play games all the time and not get anything done. That would be the most intimate with Kobe.
Just playing games?
Son of a... Yeah. We just get together, probably play games in the middle of apocalypse, and that'd be it.
Yeah, if there's
That's
power.
The most intimate... Mm-hmm. Oh, I would generator it up.
You would...
Yeah, I agree.
You That's why I bought a generator.
Yeah, just to make
to
sure
run
that
TV,
we could,
mm-hmm. movies, and games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, Jer. I don't even know why I put this on here.
I don't know either.
Why I put your question
kinda
on here.
Kind of creepy.
It is pretty creepy. We did put the little laughing
what
emoji.
You too?
We're all buyers.
I got a serious question. You guys are going to do sex if you're the last two people?
I've listened to 20 different question and answer. This is the first time I've been brave enough to ask this. Would you do each other?
Long time listener, first time question asker. You guys going to do it?
First time question asker.
Question asker, PhD.
Yeah. No.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yucky.
This one comes from a Yay Murray, JJ. Seeing that you guys were in a very successful Hanson cover band, any chance we can get some original intro music?
I'm gonna bop your face there next time I see you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this is just like a straight dig on me or if he's just goofing around.
I don't either.
You know what I mean? Because he could just be, because yes, I have been in several bands. And yes, they probably were up to the quality of maybe a Hanson band. I don't know. But no, actually, I think our other podcast, the Basement Nation one we started, mm-hmm. it had some original music that I had written in there. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
But that beat.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, but
you
no,
told me that.
I don't have that kind of time. I just don't.
Nah,
I'm not gonna sit here and write and record intro music. That probably intro music probably is never gonna change because we don't really. It's not that big of a deal for us, right?
So JJ, unfortunately, you've been listening to Hanson, and we're gonna tell you right now, it isn't us.
Yes, that's definitely not us. No,
if you're obsessed with them, that's your thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Annie McDonald, of the franchise,
the man of the Big Mac. Yeah.
When you
McDonald's.
Are
that's what like the old guys. I love how they say McDonald's.
Walmart's.
Walmart's.
No. We need to go get something at Walmart.
You guys want to go down to McDonald's? Get a burger?
You're like, what?
McDonald's?
That a local thing?
Yeah.
Andy McDonald.
Yeah.
When you are Hunt Rabbit, do you field dress each?
When you are Hunt Rabbit.
Do you field dress? And that's not just me. That was really how he wrote it.
Yeah, he did
just doing it
way.
Word for word. Do you field dress each rabbit after you shoot it or wait until you have your bag limit and field dress them all at once?
This is a random question. Totally I guess super random. But anyways, that's fine. We like these questions. When I'm rabbit hunting, I pop their heads off and I just carry them around or I throw them in the back of the truck. And then the end of the day or the end of the morning hunt, then usually we just field dress them all at once.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Or we just drill them at 45 on a road up to film a shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
Crack your grill.
Crack my grill up.
Crooked crack.
Cricket crack that crack.
Yeah, that was a big sucker, too.
That was, man. The king of all jackrabbits.
I better not crack my grill, and it did.
It did. And I was just getting ready to, like, trade in that Jeep, remember?
Yeah.
The Liberty.
That's right, it was.
Yeah.
Well, it comes with a crack grill.
Yeah.
Authentic.
Yeah, so that's what I do. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. On Red Dead, he just like pulls real hard down and just rips everything off, throws it in his satchel. And apparently it lasts forever.
It does. Like that's a magic
satchel. I'm just going to do that.
That's a good idea.
And I would keep the feet because obviously they're lucky.
Yeah, yeah. That could be a
plus.
That
would save you right there.
Yeah. Jeremy Coy, he says, which fire starting materials have you had the best outcomes with or prefer? For examples, wet fire, fat wood, cotton ball soaked in Vaseline. Insert dirty joke here. Doughty joke.
Doughty.
Or anything else. Which do you keep in your bug out bags?
Time to get doughty.
It's doughty time. Which do you keep in your bug out bags? Are some preferred in different conditions over others? Oh, I didn't read through this whole thing. Bic. Lighter. Number one. A lighter. I mean, because even if you don't have additional fire starting materials, you can almost always get a fire started. Okay. I do understand that if it gets like way below freezing, like super duper cold, the Bic lighters have a really hard time. They do.
Yeah. I've never noticed that.
Yeah.
I've never tried.
I've seen people that have done,
makes sense.
Done the test where they put it in the freezer for several hours and it comes out and it doesn't want to.
Yeah.
But is very easily remedied if you keep it in one of those.
In your mouth.
Yeah. I just keep my, it's like a chew. It's right here in my upper
just
lip.
Just have a
my bottom
big
lip.
Long necklace and run it and let it just sit in your butt crack.
Yeah.
It'll never get cold.
Yeah, just right up in that chode, you know, area.
Don't worry.
Yeah, just right there. No, but if you keep it next to your body or you keep it in one of those lighter cases like the X-Attack one.
That would probably help.
Yeah, and then also I like the Mini Inferno discs. Those are probably my favorite as far as the fire starting materials go.
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing or not... Saying agreeing with you anything. On the Mini Inferno with anything. Yep.
I have a hard time saying words.
Yeah. I think one of the most common ones you see is the Instafire pellets. And yeah. I think they're trash.
They are trash. I hate them.
Like you just pour it all over, like even in a pile. I cannot get those things
to burn. In a fire and it puts the fire out sometimes.
Seriously. I don't know how those are popular. They're crap.
They're cheap as well.
I really don't like them.
They're crazy cheap.
You
can get
like
them to
crumbs
work.
From the bakery they just pushed in there.
It is.
It's just, dried bread.
Yeah,
it
really is what it is, man. Like I don't get it. And they are super popular. Yeah. I just think because they're really cheap.
Looks like cobbler crumbs.
Yeah, it does kind of.
Peach cobbler.
Yeah.
So don't eat them.
Don't eat them.
But they don't burn either, so I don't know what they'll do to you. But I have, I always carry that live fire.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's protected
awesome.
In the can, and then you can kind of fray it out or even take it pieces of it out and start. And I've had success with it, and I've tried it.
Yeah, so my kit in my bug out bag has several things, obviously. I've got the Bic in the Exotac case, and I've got... I think I've got the fire discs in there.
Yeah.
And then I've got a thing of weatherproof matches, obviously, like it's like a Yuko. And then I've got the live fire, like you said, as well as a ferro rod.
What's the cotton ones from the guy here in Logan? Instafire or
Instafire, I think.
No, that's the ones I was just saying I hate.
Oh, okay.
What is it? I can't remember. I tried to find them real quick.
Fire puffs or...
Fire puffs or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty good. We have a video on it somewhere.
Yeah, they burn really well.
Yeah,
and even from a ferro rod strike, they're pretty instant. Like, I do like those, and they're in a container, so they stay dry.
I wonder
so.
If he's still in business.
But he like, has videos of him lighting them in the... Like, out in the
blizzard.
Snow, like, underneath stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, there you go.
All right, moving on.
Dan Gashorn.
Mm-hmm.
Gashorn. What caliber rifle did you use to take your elk?
Yeah, that was a 6.5 Creedmoor.
Uh-huh. Honestly, I was handed that gun, so I didn't know much about it.
Yeah, but it shot straight, and it killed me.
I tell you everything about my bow.
Yeah.
But
because
that was what I was hoping to get, and I blew it.
Yeah, you did. You got to shoot it.
And then I was handed a really nice rifle.
I can still see that, just like that.
I know.
The elk moves, and
seriously, just ran through my head.
Yeah.
Don't miss it. You scar it or stick one in his butt.
It's funny.
I
didn't think at
that
point that you were even going to let the arrow fly, but you did.
That was probably an
interesting
mistake. Probably like a, it's gone.
Yeah, well, we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. Gosh dang.
Yeah, 6.5 Creedmoor.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Taylor McIntosh of Apple Computers says, if you had a bunker, what would be the first thing you would do with it? And how would you... your stockpiling options change and how big of a bunker would you want? If I had a bunker, seriously, it'd be such a dream. The first thing I would do most likely would be to have a sleepover with Cameron over in my bunker. You know
what
I mean?
That's a great idea.
I think we would do that for sure. And we would act like giddy little girls and we would have the most glorious time we've ever had in our lives, most likely. I mean, as far as the size goes, I mean...
Size matters.
Yeah, I mean, if money isn't a thing, I'm going to get in a huge one. I want one for the whole damn town to live in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it Switzerland that has enough bunker space for their entire country?
Yeah.
That is cool.
That is way cool.
Yeah, I need to go live in Switzerland.
I would never thought, like, Switzerland seems like they don't care about anything.
Well, they're neutral. They're neutral
because they're prepared.
Yeah, they're just like, you guys can do whatever the crap you want. We got bunkers.
We're going underground, boy.
Yeah, we're just gonna go underground, and we're not gonna worry about
it. Yeah, they do. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably just have a game night. Hey, let's have a game night.
Yeah,
board games or whatever.
Yeah,
and then I'd like to do like a scenario. You know, not role play crap.
What do you mean a scenario?
I'd be like, let's pretend there's no power and run on generators just to test everything.
Yeah,
no,
that'd
so I'd
be
do
a great
like
idea.
A full on maybe a nuclear attack scenario.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Spray a little bit of nuclear waste.
Yeah, I got some uranium left
outside
over.
So nobody can leave.
Yeah, just right on the door so nobody's leaving.
We're not leaving.
Yeah.
If you do, you're gonna get exposed. This is a really good scenario.
Yeah. This forces us to survive and check out this plan.
Yeah, just
a half-life is like
nuclear waste.
15 years.
Yeah. Don't go out there. Dig our way out.
No, that'd be cool. I can't imagine having your own bunker, man.
Yeah.
Dream. Dream
it
country.
It is a real dream country.
Dream country?
That was made it up.
That was weird.
Drinking tree.
Drinking tree?
So, Soteria Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how you say that. Soteria?
Soteria. I don't know.
I don't know either. What are the stupidest things to put in your bug out bag? Lipstick, high heels, PS4, watch your mouth, etc.
Rocks, rotary telephone, flat screen TV, New Kids on
the
Block.
Very small rocks.
New Kids on the Block memorabilia, electronic drum kit, Betamax tapes, America Online discs, Game Genie code book, Nintendo Power Pad, The Wizard on VHS, The Wonder Years DVD box set, owner's manual to a 1991 Mazda Miata, complete set of Garbage Pail Kids cards.
Are these things that just have pissed you off all through your life?
No, I don't know.
These are always...
Just random crap that
I love the owner's manual. You usually find one of those. You're like, where did this come from? Yeah. And the Nintendo, or the Game Genie in the book. That's already like 10 pounds.
I know it is, yeah.
I just put, apparently, lighters and medical books.
That is so
stupid.
True. We've had so many people like, I can't believe you put a medical book in your bug out.
I know. Why? It's all up in his brain.
Yeah, I know. It's so stupid.
They're just like, books are a waste. I'm like, no, they're not.
I don't even know why we have books. We ought to just all learn from other people's
brains. I didn't
know
everybody was Rain Man.
I know.
Reddit done. Burner.
Reddit done. Knowledge acquired.
I got a library right here.
You want to check out a
and
book?
And then the lighter thing.
Yeah.
Boy, carrying a lighter, you're not a real prepper.
Oh, so you're a pussy. That's what you're saying. Seriously.
Dude, no.
No, yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, those are some things not to put in your bug out bag.
Yeah.
Write that down. Or you just remember it. Michael Bowman says, I've always been curious about what people are doing to prepare for the event of no disaster. I've been pondering this question for quite some time.
I await your answer. Thank you.
Thank you for your time, sir.
P.S. signed in candlestick.
A drop of blood and wax on the back of the envelope.
Sealed.
Lord Enfield Headquarters, Georgia, USA.
That would be so sweet. They need to have like stamp.
I know.
Sealed.
Sealed by the Lord Enfield.
Their paper's almost there, that little wax paper they put
in. I know. The Lord of Lord Enfield here. The Lord.
The Knights of the Lord Enfield asketh thee.
The Knights of the... I wieldeth the Excalibur of the Lord in
field. If he's listening, he's like, screw these guys. I don't even care.
I don't want to answer his question no more. I'm always hearing about prepping for disasters X, Y, and Z. But what if nothing goes wrong? What if you reach old age / retirement and that's the one thing you forgot to prepare for?
Can't prepare for death.
I feel like that's an overlooked possibility in the prepper community because I never hear anything about it. Well, Michael Bowman, we have somewhat addressed this a couple of times, actually. We always say the very first thing you should do, and I'm not saying that you need to have like your retirement completely planned out, but we always say personal finances need to be in order before you start building up like huge prepper stores.
Right, right.
Right? And so what that says to me is like you need to have like a retirement plan, not saying that you need to have $1 million set aside, but you need to have something, you know, 401k, whatever it might be, or yeah, investments and whatever.
We never said as a prepper, give up on your life.
No. And that's actually,
and I think there are some people that prepare for just,
oh yes,
I can't wait for the disaster.
Well, let me tell you a
I've
story.
I've got this loan.
So there's these people that live in town and you probably know of them actually. I won't say their names. All right, because a lot of people listen. I don't want to.
I know,
but anyways, they're preppers and they think that the end is coming very quickly. So much so that they cashed out their retirement and 401k from their jobs to build some prepper stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like that's just not a good idea.
No.
When it comes down to it, you still have to live your job. Yeah, you still have to live your job, your life. Your
job. I hate my job.
Well, that was a slip up there.
Freudian.
Freudian slip. Yeah, you still need to live your life. You still need to prepare for old age. And because like we always say, most likely the big thing's never going to happen. Most likely it's going to be these little tiny personal apocalypses that you're going to have to deal with. And that's why the biggest thing that I prep for is those things.
Yeah. Right? No, I agree. I don't really have anything else to add to that.
Okay.
Seriously, we've talked about like the finances part.
Yeah.
We talk about the personal disasters, like job loss, like things that are more likely to happen because you're still living a normal life. So we never said don't plan for retirement. Don't get life insurance. Stuff like that. Still should take place.
Okay. I like
it. And
I love it.
Carissa DeWitt.
Yeah.
What's number one on each Christmas list this year? Each of our, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know everybody's Christmas list. So.
I don't either.
Honestly, I haven't really asked for very much this year. Like,
what's the top thing on everyone's list this year?
iPad.
Yeah.
I haven't really. The only thing I've asked for, and I'm hoping that my parents or somebody, if you're listening, mom and dad, if you don't get me this, that's okay. But I was asking for like a cordless drill because mine died on me. That's the only thing I really need. But I haven't asked for anything else. So
You're I really haven't. So nice.
I know.
I don't need anything. I got everything I want.
I have you. All I want for Christmas is you.
That's a song.
Yeah.
Probably to get this month over with.
Was that by Hanson?
Yes, it was.
We wrote a Hanson song?
We wrote it.
Yeah.
I've been looking at getting like the Philips Hue stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like the lighting. Because I want to have like lights in the house. Be like apocalypse, boom, turns red.
Yeah.
Or like naughty time. Turns purple and red.
Purple red.
Or whatever naughty
color. It always goes red. Let's just say that.
Just get red lights.
There's more red lights in the house.
No, like dimming and cool looking stuff.
Yeah.
So if it's like intruder, all the lights just dim or strobe. That'd really confuse people. I just sent all these bad guys into seizures.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess that's what I'm asking for.
Okay. I hope you get it, Cam. I really do.
Have you seen those like Hue dishes? It's like a big... It's almost like a big light bulb. Mm-hmm. The whole thing lights up and it unplugs. You get like 4 hours
what do you
of
do
like
with
dimming
it?
Light. I don't know. I was like, what is this? Like, it seriously looks like a casserole dish.
Really?
And it just lights up. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's weird.
It's
man.
Cool, though. Huh. Take it in your tent. I don't know.
I'm putting it under the covers with you. Right?
Get the emergency lines. It's carrying big red glass bulbs. We need these.
Yeah, we need these.
We can dim them.
Yeah. This one comes from Zach McCoy. What code words would you use to label your storage bins in order to throw off guests?
This is a good idea.
X Christmas lights.
I never thought about that.
Could be batteries, flashlights, lanterns.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, I guess if you don't want your guests knowing what's in your box.
What's in your box?
What's in your box? I don't know, family photos. Nobody wants to look in that box.
Mine are just a big mess anyway.
Mine are too, yeah.
But like, I never thought about it.
Church books, maybe.
Specifically, that would turn everybody away.
No, I ain't opening that box.
Where's the Bibles in this house?
Oh, God, I found a mother load.
we can teach religion to our group today.
Book of Mormon, oh, crap.
Oh, the wrong ones.
Wrong
in there.
Religion.
Because like my computer cables box, it has down low, has like old phones and nice stuff.
Does it? Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's yearbooks, a good idea. There's always a book, like a yearbooks. Box full of like yearbooks. Like, yeah. Why do we have these?
Yeah.
Baby clothes, you can hide some good stuff in those.
It's just baby clothes, it says.
Just.
That's what you wrote. It's just baby clothes.
Yeah. So I was like, I have that, but it's just baby clothes.
Yeah.
Like my food storage and stuff, I think is kind of more hidden. Mm. It like holds up the bed. And literally if you pull one bucket out, the whole thing will come.
The whole thing will come.
You will
crashing
die.
Down.
So
that's funny.
We could lose one of our own.
Ooh,
when it comes to it.
Freaking A, not good.
That's where I kind of keep mine stealthy.
Good idea. Good idea.
Evan Jones.
Mm.
It's the apocalypse. I didn't know that. Mm. You've been successfully hunkered down.
You have successfully
you
hunkered.
You stayed survived pretty darn good. Water supplies are good. Food's good. But then the dreaded day
life
comes.
Life is good.
Then the dreaded day comes. The power. This is really a question. Mm. The powers that be have chosen to forsake you in this time of darkness. All seems lost. Now the toilet paper is gone. What do you do?
I will
it
not.
Sounds like a survival game card.
It does. Does it? It kind of does.
Well, you've been playing Diablo or something?
Diablo.
It's like you've entered the dungeon. Yeah. I don't know, actually.
What, the guy, this voice that sounds like, what's his name? Remember in Diablo?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got that.
He's got this voice.
Yeah, he sounds kind of like Sean Connery.
You have found the armor of Diablo. Yeah. And then that music, man.
So
that,
this guy, maybe he writes those.
Maybe
I
he does.
Know.
I'm never going to get caught in that situation.
Yeah. But this is why you wear socks and have socks. Wipe your butt with that.
This is what socks were made for, people.
They're portable, wearable toilet paper.
Yeah. Or underwears. You cut them off and use them.
Or just poop in them and remove them.
Yeah, that's the same. They're just poop catchers.
They're already there to catch it all.
You wear the tidy whities as it catches your poop. You tie it up and you throw it
out. Your poop.
That's what the French say, poop.
Watch out, you got a little poop poop in you.
That's what they say in the Lord and Field house.
Do you have the poop catchers on? Okay.
Poop. Yeah. So. Anyways, yeah,
Am I the next one?
No, I think it's me, actually.
Okay.
Jason Spear, now that you have reached almost 1 million downloads and have conquered podcast land, when do you think you will go all Hollywood if they make a move on the Casual Preppers? Can I play Cam? He meant movie.
Yeah. Maybe movie work, too, I guess.
Yeah. So, yes, we are almost to 1 million downloads, but that does no way means we have conquered podcast land, guys.
No, not even
close.
We don't make any money from this, really. Yeah,
we're not even close to where we want to be.
No.
Right?
You guys need to do the job for us.
Yeah, why haven't you gotten us
spread
to where we want to be?
The word.
Yeah, no.
Butthole.
Hey, I just wrote down here. I'm pretty sure Ellen DeGeneres will play Cam.
I could see him casting somebody like that. But honestly, yes, you can be me because there's no skill involved, no training or anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to, unless you speak clearly and can read good, you're not going to qualify.
You're overqualified.
But yeah, you're fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we're not.
Knock yourself out.
Go all Hollywood. Yeah, I don't think we're going to go all Hollywood. Although you were in, you know, Gone, Chapter 1.
It's true.
That's pretty Hollywood.
When our Christmas party, one of the nurse's husbands sat by me, and he's like, it's kind of weird because you're in movies, and it's almost like, I was like, what?
So he
YouTube
saw Gone?
Videos locally.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, YouTube, that's not movies.
Yeah. He like was treating me like a celebrity.
That's funny.
And I was like, what, do you want a signature? Get out of here.
Yeah. I ain't got kind of time for this.
An autograph?
Let's get your selfie and move on, all right? Okay.
Pull up your phone, just sign on his screen. Hey. Pull up the video. There you go.
Hold up.
Cam
Hardy. Gone Chapter 1.
Sell it, whatever you want to do.
Oh, she got in here twice. Soteria.
Oh, Soteria?
Soteria. I recently watched... I don't know how to say it. I recently watched the movie Tremors. What would you do in that situation? Well, I mean, I'll scream. I mean, what in the hell's going on?
Yeah. You have to. That's the first thing
you got to do. I mean, I'm just waiting for that moment so that we can say that. You know what I mean?
If I could make it, I would make it like, if he could make it to water, get out on water. You know, they didn't really come up into the water or anything.
I don't know.
Like
I
get out on a lake.
I haven't really seen
Crater Lake.
I haven't seen the subsequent Tremors.
That's true. There's like weird walking on. There's ones that can walk and crap too.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
It's like the third one.
Oh, man.
Fourth one. I haven't seen.
There's one that just like recently came out.
Actually, I never saw the second.
I think Netflix released one like last year.
No way.
And I think it has one of the original guys, and obviously not.
Yeah, most of them are in there.
Yeah.
I know the little Hispanic guy died in like the third or fourth one.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Wait, he didn't? Oh, okay. Yeah, that guy.
Because the little.
I was thinking the
little
Chinese guy.
Yeah, the guy that owned the market, died.
He died. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. You got to get to rocks. Apparently, that's how you have to do it.
Rocks, and I'd probably get out on water.
Because
I don't know. Maybe
water and
some
rocks.
Special tremor swimmers.
Yeah, there could be.
I don't know. It's a good one. It's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
Angelo Amador Jr.
Amador.
Oh, Amador.
The appeal.
Angel lover, on behalf of the lunch table, here is our submission. How do you find your Zen mode? Will mental health be part of your SHTF plan?
So, I think mental health should be part of your everyday plan.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a lot of mental people out there.
Yeah. I'm one of them, man.
I am too. Everybody is.
Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a huge issue for this day and age. Yeah. It's big.
And the mind is like...
a terrible thing to waste.
But like so much is, you know, like... the power of like getting over sickness, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like a mental thing too. Like
it'll make you sick.
Yeah.
Like for
real. People can wish themselves to death.
They can.
That's weird.
Yeah. So the number one thing is like not look at WebMD ever.
That's the freaking truth there.
It's like I got a fever and my nose is running.
Toothache means cancer in my brain?
You got face cancer. Oh, crap. Really?
Toenail blue. Cancer in the colon.
How? Colon cancer. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it is a big deal. In my, how I find my Zen mode, which I hope would probably transfer over to.
Yeah.
An SHTF situation. I do yoga sometimes. I get into like where I'll do it for like 3 months really well and then I'll stop. To me, that's a huge one. It like helps me with just chilling out. I have done some meditation. I'm not good at it. I don't know if anybody's good at it, but I have found that to be beneficial if I do it frequently and to kind of chill out. Taking a night off away from devices. if you guys can only see what's going on here, taking a night off away from the electronic devices for my whole family. We used to do this religiously every week. We used to take every Monday and nobody could look at a device all night long. And to me, that's like it's a nice little like detox at least once a week. But you know, beyond that, books are
time to count calories, kids.
Yeah, I know. Books are huge for me. They just like let me zone out into some other thing. Music is big. Games. My family loves games. That's just a good way to chill out, I think.
Yeah.
So anyways, those are the things that I've got.
No, I think it's in this time of year when it's cold outside, you don't get out as much.
Yeah.
And like when I'm off work for like 3 days with my kids, it's like, it's pretty stressful.
Oh, it is.
So it's like you got to find ways to like occupy yourself and you do need to get breaks. And I think that's part of like when you exercise, if you go on a bike ride or a jog, it's like that's your meditation.
It's
period
your time.
Too. It's like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't have to focus on anything. Mm-hmm. So, no, very, very important.
And I think if you have kids too, it's important to get away from them once in a while, like we're doing tonight, right, Cameron?
Exactly.
Get away from them. We got to get away. Need to stay close.
Our Christmas slash
birthday
dinner.
Yeah. It's Cam's birthday.
It's like 90% me.
Oh, your birthday has been since we've released our last episode. So happy birthday, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was.
Or was it on the day of our last?
We did it early in the morning the day of.
Yeah,
that's
the
right.
Day of.
It was my birthday.
Anyways, so happy birthday, Cam.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
I'm old now.
You are old. That's what we got today, guys.
Yeah.
There's some really good questions in there.
Right.
I liked it.
I think that this is going to help your Christmas really
I do
a
too.
Lot.
Yeah. We have a couple of things to probably review, so let's look at them and let's do it. You want to start with the Going Gear EDC Club?
Yep. So here's the card.
So Going Gear, this is the second one we've gotten from them. And do you remember what the price was on these bad boys? I can't remember. There is a price.
Is it on there?
No, it's not. It's not on here. That's not a big deal yet, but just know you can go to Going Gear. I think it's goinggear.com.
Yep, goinggear.com.
And you can get their Going Gear EDC Club
join now.
Box.
I'm clicking it, and it says for $60.
Okay. So there's three items in this box. The first item is the Ravivan Valor V10. So this is a $40 utility tool. So it's got a box opener.
That's pretty cool. It's got a little carabiner on it.
Yeah, it's titanium. It's got screws.
Comes in a fancy case.
It does. It's a really cool case, huh? It's lightweight. It's super sturdy. It's got a box cutter on there, a carabiner clip, a hex wrench, flathead, all that kind of stuff. It's just like one of those like cool
I
little...
I can see that easily being 20.
Oh, yeah, 20 for
bucks
sure.
Right there. Boom.
Yeah, so that's a cool deal. And then the next thing is the Fulamov EDC C2 flashlight.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, it's a $35 value. Tiny little flashlight. It's really cool looking.
Magnetic? It is.
Oh, it is magnetic. Oh,
so it's
cool.
You can hang it from whatever you want.
Yeah, that's
come
pretty
your
sweet.
Fillings.
400 lumens. Rechargeable battery, so it has a micro USB port, which is kind of cool. So you can just recharge
like
it every
little,
day.
These are like perfect to just.
Yeah, we've got one similar, an Olight that's kind of that size. What type of
like
battery
that.
Does that use? Do you know?
I wonder if it's the little size.
I don't know.
C or whatever.
Yeah, it might
not
be.
Not size C. It's the. I'm gonna pull it out right now.
Nope.
Oh, it's a rechargeable one.
Oh, so yeah, it's a funky battery. It's like that C. Oh,
it's a battery that has a micro USB charge on it.
That's interesting.
Really nice.
I've never seen that.
So it is a funky size battery. Mm-hmm. But you can recharge. Okay, it's the 14300 size.
Oh,
I can't
okay.
remember what. It's like an A.
Okay.
Not a double or triple. It's like quadruple A.
Yeah. So anyways, cool little flashlight. You know, you can never have enough lights.
That's cool that you can charge that battery.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Micro USB.
I've never seen that. And then the last thing is,
and it has a cable. Makes sense.
Yeah. Zero Feud lanyard bead, $18 value. I mean, it's a cool bead. I'm not huge on lanyard beads, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know that stuff very well
either. Yeah,
But if you like one.
If you like lanyard beads, this one's going to be great for you.
It'll be one of your favorites.
Yeah. So, anyways, going gear. Oh, nice.
Oh,
cool.
It's not like that really.
No, that it's
blue.
More of a yellowish hue to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's weird. I didn't even. I rarely see flashlights with that color anymore.
I know.
Yeah. Nice.
Very cool.
Cool, cool. All right.
Yeah, it says it provides true to life color. That's why.
It looks a lot nicer.
And then we have the latest battle box.
It's a good one.
Yeah, is the paper in there?
There you go. This is mission
58. Mission 58. The basic box. It starts with the settler's wrench. This is a $75 value.
If you want to claim your land in the West,
yeah. The freaking case is freaking rad.
I'm not surprised that this wouldn't be pretty expensive.
$75 value. So basically,
it's a unique tool.
It's a really unique tool. So it's made, it's like a manual drill, basically.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's freaking
sweet looking. You
could
build your own freaking log cabin with it.
Yeah, and it has a port on the top that you can stick
a
stick through it. And,
if you're a witch.
Yeah, very cool. That's a cool item.
That is really cool.
I like that. And the next one is the Battle Box Personal Portable Safe with Combination Lock, which is a $25 value.
My kids probably go nuts over this. I want a safe.
Yeah.
And then they'll set it and never tell me. Yeah. And I'll be done for.
My kids don't get to play with any of my crap because that's what happens.
Are you trying to tell me something?
No, I'm not trying to tell you anything.
But yeah, it's true. I know it.
You know it.
So
he
what
does
else?
It.
What else we got?
And then the next.
This safe is pretty
cool. Yeah, it's a cool safe.
Though.
It's got the Battle Box logo on it. You could stick it in your vehicle and, like, you know, hide a gun in there, a pistol and some knives or whatever, some money. Plutonium.
You put a pistol in
anything you want. And then the next item is the Lord and Field Bushcraft Arrowhead Necklace.
Whoa.
$25 value. Yep, that's the one.
Hear it?
Yeah, that's it. Right
there.
Quality
there.
And then that's the basic box. That's a pretty dang good basic box. And then you go to advanced. The advanced box has the Bastion Gear Cram Gentleman's Folder. Freaking love this knife. Sweet little knife.
Where's that one?
It's the knife. Is that it right there? You have it in your hand, don't you?
I was thinking this was the wee one.
No, that's the Bastion.
Ew.
It's a nice looking knife, dude.
They're nice.
Yeah, Bastion, they have great, just like
they made
simple
that,
EDC knives.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet. I like that.
Yeah, see
I like
that blade?
Color too.
I know, I do too. It's
kinda, like a, oh, is it glow?
It looks like it glows, but I don't think it actually glows.
We'll find out. But anyway.
Yeah, cool knife, $60 value there. Then you go to the Pro Box, and then you have the Battle Box Spartan 2-Day Pack in Coyote Tan. There's a
really different design.
Yeah,
I've never seen a backpack like
it's a cool backpack. It's $120 value. Jeez, man, your value is insane on this box. And then you get to the Pro Plus, and the Pro Plus has the Wii Knife 704 XR Battle Box exclusive D2 steel G10 scales hollow grind knife. $120 value. It's a beautiful knife.
Is it $129?
Yeah, $120.
What kind of knife is that? It's the Wii Knife 7.4 XR Battle 6 Exclusive D2 7.6 G10 Scales Hollow Grind.
So it's a red
Why
knife.
Why do you ask?
It's the color is the exclusive part. That
is cool. It's like almost like an emergency orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So anyways.
If
you like knives, you're going to love Battle Box. And there you go. So that's all we have today, Cameron. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, I don't.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Spread the word. Hey, check us out on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were on TikTok now. We just barely got started.
Apparently,
on there.
Kobe just puts all the stupid videos of me on.
Uh huh. Mostly. And but I put a chipmunk voice on and I say, that's good.
Yeah, we started using TikTok. We're going to play with it a little
bit. Yeah, see what happens. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you. And we'll see you next time.